Well, I think that the main concern that they raise is that this is, of course, an example of a high-profile, really violent criminal suspect in the Golden State Killer, or Joseph James DeAngelo. But the concern is that this could be used in a way that's for, more petty-type crimes and maybe, crimes that maybe didn't really need to be prosecuted. And it just is opening up a big sort of a wide web, you could say. It's unclear if this will, for now, it's these cold cases that seem to be centered around high-profile names, people like the Golden State Killer, the Zodiac Killer, for example, which is another California
San Francisco, yeah.
Right, yeah, and then there's the one in Washington that I discussed. His name is Ray Earl Talbot, which is pretty high profile in that area in Washington State. So there's those examples. Zodiac Killer, I should make clear, there's no leads yet, but it's just kind of been speculation that maybe these same techniques could solve that cold case.
Mm-hmm.